on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
Believe it or not, the president is still speaking. He started just after 1 o'clock. It's now coming up on 2:27, and he says he's going to go another 10 minutes, maybe 15 minutes. Let's go back to our nation's capital for just a couple of minutes, live here on Live and Local.
Subject, but with utmost respect for your life accomplishments and the high office you hold. A poll released this morning by Politico Morning Consult found 49% of registered voters disagreeing with the statement, Joe Biden is mentally fit. Wow. Not even a majority of Democrats who responded strongly affirmed that statement.
Well, I'll let you all make the judgment whether they're correct.
Well, so the question I have for you, sir, if you'd let me finish, is why do you suppose such large segments of the American electorate have come to harbor such profound concerns about your cognitive fitness? Thank you.
I have no idea. Yes, sir.
Thanks, Mr. President. I appreciate it. I wanted to sort of address or ask about attention that's sort of been in this press conference on unifying the country, because you campaigned on two things. One of them is being able to accomplish big things, and the other is the ability to unify the country. And even today, you've talked about sort of a different posture with Republicans. And I wonder if you still think it's possible to do both of those things.
We have to. As long as I hold public office, I'm going to continue to attempt to do both things.
More follow-up. Around this time last year when you were campaigning in Georgia, I think one of the things you told people was the power is literally in your hands. You know, if voters give Democrats the House and the Senate and the presidency, that all these big things can get accomplished. And, you know, we've seen stalemate, we've seen things being stymied. Why should folks believe you this time around?
Can you think of any other president's done as much in 1 year? Name one for me.
I'm asking you.
I'm serious. You guys talk about how nothing's happened. I don't think there's been much on any incoming president's plate that's been a bigger menu than the plate I had given to me. I'm not complaining. Knew that running in. And the fact of the matter is we got an awful lot done. An awful lot done. And there's more to get done. But look, let me ask a rhetorical question. No, anyway. Thank you.
There you go. That's the president. Yeah, the cognitive skills question, and he just kind of brushed it off. But I'm glad you got to hear that. At least the question was asked by a member of the White House press corps. Stay where you are. Do not touch that dial as we continue. It is Wednesday. It is hump day. Still to come, you get a chance to hear from Mayor John Lee, who was on the show with us earlier, and he was fascinating, talking about some very, very unique ideas. We'll get to that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this sports flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. UNLV football, some quarterback news. First off, four-star Tennessee quarterback Harrison Bailey, who recently went into the transfer portal, has committed to UNLV. He was targeted by some of the best programs in college football as a transfer, and he ends up in Las Vegas. So that's a quarterback coming in, a quarterback going out. Tate Martell, the former Bishop Gorman star who transferred into UNLV this past season, he has made the announcement that he is officially retiring from football, his college football career coming to a close. Download the Score app today. Lightning-fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I know you've been waiting a little bit longer than normal.
Jen's manicure spot needs an extra pair of hands.
Who's at the front desk right now?
Someone who's handy with everything from nail files to spreadsheet files.
Deidre's not coming in today, but we have that whole bachelorette party.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
All right, 232, as I check out the traffic cams right now, there's still a lot of congestion there at the intersection of Sahara and Paradise. Also, do expect some moderate flows there on the Southern Beltway as we speak, 215 eastbound at Gillespie, 215 east at Decatur, also 215 westbound at the 15 interchange. Slow flows into the downtown area on US 95 as we speak, eastbound. That's at Southern Rancho. And those delays continue on the 515, both directions between Main and Eastern, as that bridge reconstruction work continues. There's only 2 lanes available through there, so if you're trying to squeeze through, give yourself maybe a little extra time.
This is John Kovacs, conservative Republican candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District. I'm running for Congress because our country, teetering on the brink under Democratic Party rule, which has only become more apparent since Joe Biden's ascension to the White House. From his killing of the Keystone XL pipeline, to his abandonment of our southern border, and blundered pullout from Afghanistan, the Biden administration has been an unmitigated disaster from the beginning. Now we become aware of his intent to award $450,000 to illegal immigrants. As our food prices are skyrocketing, gas prices are soaring, and unemployment in Las Vegas leads the nation. All the while, our congressional leaders stand by idly and do nothing. That's why I'm asking for your vote, so you can send me to Washington to fix this mess. Go to my website, KovacsForCongress.com, to join our movement and support the cause. Please support me as I fight for you. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
The same great show with the same great host,
just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
How many of you were out and about this morning and you were surprised to see school buses loading and offloading students? Yeah, the Clark County School District was back at it again today. They've been off for 5 days, and I had a chance to visit with a mayor of a major city in our state, John Lee, the mayor of North Las Vegas, and he's also a GOP candidate for governor. And I asked him about that 5-day pause. I said I am skeptical of this thing. I don't think we're going to be any different after 5 days. And I asked him what he thought about it.
Okay, so let me, seriously, this is going to be good. Because of my time in the legislature, if you'll give me a couple minutes, I'm going to explain what the problem is with the Clark County School District. It is not our Clark County School District. It is Nevada State School District. Our cities and our counties, we have no effect on the Clark County School District at all. It should be the Nevada State School District. We get a black eye in Clark County because of poor leadership. But what really happens here, the legislature, who goes absent on this, discusses the Clark County School District bills. They work out the challenges. They have hearings. And we go on the floor and we vote on those things. So what happens is once they get voted on, they get sent to the governor, then it belongs to the governor. The governor signs those bills or he vetoes those bills. Now, when these bills are signed by the governor, then their state shows no leadership and requires no follow-up on the legislative actions. So all of a sudden, the school district comes down here to Clark County, and they've got all these mandates from the legislature. They just ignore them. They don't follow anything at all. So in true fact, we continue that same cycle of stupidity. We pass the laws. We don't follow up on them. There's no accountability. So in all truth about the Clark County School District, it really should be the SSSD, the Steve Sisolak School District. This is his school district. He is acting like he doesn't want us to go, he doesn't want to shut down schools, but I can promise you he wants to shut down schools right now. And so I have a feeling, based upon the prior way he's worked with this, I think we're going to have another longer shutdown. I think they're looking at the end of the year coming right now. They'll just blow through another end of the year, half-assing it, and then our kids lose another whole generation of education.
So who ends up, we always say the buck stops here. Where does the buck stop when it comes to education in our state? Is it the legislature for a lack of oversight, or at least forcing the district to be transparent and to be accountable?
So the legislature has responsibility, because the legislature, it has 42 different people. There's 42 different areas of the state they represent the people. They should be going to, as a group, to make up the legislature, and discussing the schools in the Nevada State School District. It's not every little county school district. All the money goes up to the state government. They pass the money out from there. They sign the bills, or they veto them, and then they wash their hands of it, acting like, oh, we don't have any problem. That's Clark County School District. It's really not. So the legislature should see this as the most important issue to take place and be working on this. And the governor can't hide behind the Clark County School District. No, it's his school district. It's the state of Nevada's. So leadership starts at the legislature. It gets transferred to the governor. The governor, with his executive powers, then enforces those rules that the legislature brings to him, and he signs. They have a Nevada State school superintendent. That person should be enforcing the laws and the rules and doing things, but they all just wash their hands of it, and they try to blame, the trustees and JARA. I have a lot of remorse for what's going on with the trustees, but I can tell you, we all march to the beat of the governor.
Indeed. Mayor John Lee, he wants to be governor. He's the North Las Vegas mayor and a GOP candidate for governor. What do you think of Dan Stewart's idea? He's a Henderson City Councilman. And what he wants to do, he wants a state law change to let communities like Henderson, others around the state, to carve out their own school districts. Is that what we need?
Well, Dan is one of the finest representatives we have in our valley. He's a great city councilman for Henderson, and he is surrounded by, he happens to be the face of it, but he's surrounded by a lot of people who all feel the same way. I feel the same way. I can't imagine, this thing is so big. Imagine running a business this big. It's almost impossible. If we brought it down to the level where Dan and his friends or group are thinking about, it would bring more stability. Now, I don't know if we have a superintendent, and then we break off into Henderson and Las Vegas and Clark County and North Las Vegas. I don't know about that. But if they can't get that done, we are standing by to support Dan and that group whenever he can. But what I'd like to do then is, then if that's not going to work, then give me a bunch of schools in North Las Vegas. I'll go out. We've got great charter schools here, very, very successful charter schools. Let us take over these schools, these tax dollars that everybody in this valley paid for. I paid for some schools in Henderson, and they paid some schools in North Las Vegas. If they would just give me some of the schools here and allow another organization to come in and take care of it and bring education, I'd be so excited. Because I'm talking a little bit long on this, but I'm passionate about it. What happens right now, I've had a lot of companies that want to diversify and come here, and they like year round. They go out playing golf, and then they like the price of their house. They love the weather and the the amenities of our mountains and skiing and everything. And then they come here and they go, oh my gosh, I just took my kid over to school. What have I done to them? There's no 21st century jobs coming out of this district. So I'm really telling you right now, it is hurting us in getting some serious good businesses here to our community.
I talked yesterday with Scott Hammond, the state senator from District 18. One of the things he said is he hopes all of this, including the $1 billion that we've spent on the health care trust for the teachers, that as a result of all of this, he thinks what is needed and the only way out of this is for parents to have true school choice. Does your campaign support that, ESAs, things like that?
Oh, I surely do. We have, every time we put more charter schools, parochial schools, or private schools in North Las Vegas than any other community. We had land over here available for 10-acre parcels and all the parcels they needed. Our parents, it doesn't matter your wealth. I mean, wealthy people can hire tutors. I get that, you know, but it really doesn't matter your wealth. You want your children, no matter what your wealth is, to have a great education to make it in this world. We're just teaching for the jobs in the community now, gaming, tourism, hospitality. If you come out of high school, you can qualify for all those jobs. Our parents in North Las Vegas want their children to succeed and have the same blessings and opportunities that they had and I had. I'm not satisfied with what's going on with what's going on with the legislature, the governor, and Clark County School District. That's what I want you to know.
There you go. John Lee, the mayor of North Las Vegas and a candidate for GOP governor. A fascinating visit with the mayor of North Las Vegas. One of the things that, by the way, the president's still speaking. He is an hour and 43 minutes by my watch. In fact, tell you what let's do. Let's very quickly just drop in and give you the final moments of his press conference.
I honest to God don't know what they're for, yet I know a lot of these senators and congressmen, and I know they do have things they want to support, whether they're things I want or not. But you don't hear much about that. And every once in a while, when you hear something where there's a consensus, it's important but a small item, and it doesn't get much coverage at all where it occurs. I'm not meaning coverage. I mean, there's not much discussion about it. So I just think it's a different... And I don't know that no matter how strongly one supports the Republican and or supports the former president of the United States, I don't know how we can't look at what happened on January 6th and think that's a problem. That's a real problem.
One more question, Mr. President.
By the way, it's a quarter of guys, so I'm going to do this. If you manage to make easy questions, I'll give you quick answers.
There's an increasing concern, I think, among some Democrats that even if schools do continue to open, and I get that most of them are now open, Republicans will weaponize this narrative of you and other leading Democrats allowing them to stay closed in the midterms next year. And obviously that issue has a lot of traction with suburban parents, as I think
what
we saw in
Virginia. I'm confused by the question. I'm sorry.
Could school reopenings or closures become a potent midterm issue for Republicans to win back the suburbs?
Oh, I think it could be, but I hope with God that they're... Maybe I'm kidding myself, but as time goes on, the voter who is just trying to figure out, as I said, how to take care of their family, put three squares on the table, stay safe, be able to pay their mortgage or their rent, etc., is becoming much more informed on the... the motives of some of the political players and some of the and the political parties. And I think that they are not going to be as susceptible to believing some of the outlandish things that have been said and continue to be said. You know, every president, not necessarily in the first 12 months. But every president, the first couple of years, most every president, excuse me, of the last presidents, at least four of them, have had polling numbers that are 44% favorable. So it's this idea that, but you all, not you all, but now it is, well, Biden's it, one poll showed him at 33%. The average is 44, 45%. One poll him at 49%. I mean, the idea that the American public are trying to sift their way through what's real and what's fake.
That's the President of the United States still going, 46 minutes into this news conference. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
I'm little Timmy. I'm a tax person. I know numbers. Good. What are deductions? Audits sound fun. Let's get an audit.
You wouldn't let little Timmy do your taxes because he's not an expert and would get you arrested for tax evasion. So when your car needs repair, stick with the experts at Meineke Car Care Centers, your one-stop shop for total car care. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
With inflation skyrocketing and energy rates rising, wouldn't it be great to know what you'll be paying for energy for years to come? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Thad Alger and the solar professionals at Inspire Solar Solutions will help you take control of your power. Thad can save you 10 to 20% immediately and lock in savings on your monthly costs for years to come. Right now, there are lucrative federal tax incentives that will allow you to offset over 25% of the price of your solar system. Plus, there are compelling financing and leasing options so you can go solar with minimal or no out-of-pocket investment. As a bonus, everyone who signs up will receive a Vivint smart home security system and 3 years of monitoring for free. That's a $2,800 value. Find out how much you can save on solar for years to come. Call or text Thad at 702-518-9646 or check them out at InspireSolarSolutions.com. That's 702-518-9646. One more time, InspireSolarSolutions.com.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night, because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Heard nightly, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. to midnight, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon, only on AM 670.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt, and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Meet Grant.
Hello.
He's a father and a motivational speaker. He's also the founder of the Karma Box Project that allows people to give non-perishable food, first aid, and toiletries to those in need.
I've struggled with addiction from opioids many years. I lost my job, my home, and even my family. But now, I'm in recovery, and I've pieced my life together again. I'm doing better than ever.
He's doing great things in his recovery, and you can too. If you or someone you know struggles with opioid addiction, help is available. To start your journey to recovery, visit cssnv.org/substance-abuse. That's cssnv.org/substance-abuse. find the courage to fight your addiction to opioids. We can help. This message, funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I don't have time to give you all of it, but I urge you to look up Google Gallup, G-A-L-L-U-P, and the story by Jeffrey Jones, and this would be a couple of days ago. U.S. political party preferences shifted greatly during 2021. It was good for Republicans, horrible, horrible for Democrats. And this is something. This is something that you're going to want to look at, because they have graphs and all kinds of stuff to kind of guide you through it. But the numbers are really. If you're a Democrat, you got to be scared to death right now, because unless you turn this thing around real fast, you're going to lose, and not just in a small way. You know where it goes. You know, all of a sudden we end up with 53 seats in the Senate. No, we're going to end up with 58 in the Senate, or 59 in the Senate. We might end up with a super majority. That is entirely possible, especially with as many people that are changing party affiliations and going from Democrat to Republican. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Kevin Wall, Wayne Allen Root, the four voices of the apocalypse. Heard exclusively on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is John Kovacs, conservative Republican candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District. I'm running for Congress because our country, teetering on the brink under Democratic Party rule, which has only become more apparent since Joe Biden's ascension to the White House. From his killing of the Keystone XL pipeline, to his abandonment of our southern border and blundered pullout from Afghanistan, the Biden administration has been an unmitigated disaster from the beginning. Now we become aware of his intent to award $450,000 to illegal immigrants. As our food prices are skyrocketing, gas prices are soaring, and unemployment in Las Vegas leads the nation. All the while, our congressional leaders stand by idly and do nothing. That's why I'm asking for your vote, so you can send me to Washington to fix this mess. Go to my website, KovacsForCongress.com, to join our movement and support the cause. Please support me as I fight for you. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
Vegas, introducing the Waffle Brothers. Born and raised in Las Vegas, serving fresh, delicious waffles and chicken the way you love them, topped with fresh fruit and your choice of fresh toppings. Waffle Brothers has a charismatic staff, engaging customers with unique food in a funky environment, serving one warm waffle at a time. Ask about catering and the Waffle Brothers' vegan and gluten-free options. Open daily, 8 to 4 p.m. The all-new Waffle Brothers Las Vegas, on Sahara, west of Buffalo. Order online at WaffleBrothers.com.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
11-year-old Hazel lives in a place that's rich in many things, but not money. Her job is to play, grow, and learn. But for kids like her in the world's poorest places, poverty gets in the way. Child Fund works in 24 countries to make sure children like Hazel grow up healthy, educated, self-sufficient, and safe. Why? Because Child Fund knows the promise inside every child is greater than the poverty around them. Learn more at childfund.org.
It's all about Las Vegas.